Spring is in bloom, and so are casino thrills at BetMGM Casino. Play your favorite games like blackjack and roulette with a live dealer. Or check out our exclusive slots like MGM Grand Millions and The Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow, only available at BetMGM Casino. Spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortunes, Mystery of the Lamp, Rake and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. Whether you're taking a walk or waiting for your train to come, you can enjoy the thrills of BetMGM Casino right from the palm of your hand. Download the BetMGM Casino app today and get a piece of the action. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for full terms. Games may vary by state. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Well, you've popped the question, the ring is in hand, the Christmas present all wrapped up, and then the next potentially fraught task. You've got to meet the parents of your intended, perhaps for the very first time. How can you ensure that everything runs smoothly? What should you do, and what should you definitely not do? Well, perhaps the sensitivities are best exemplified in the movie Meet the Fockers.
These are the curls from his first trip to the barbershop.
Oh, nobody wants to see this.
Oh, and you can smell his baby teeth.
Yeah.
Look at his all the little teeth.
Aww. Isn't that sweet?
Uh-oh, somebody looks very grumpy there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Gay with the Moyle.
The Moyle?
No.
He's the man who snips the baby's little winky-dink. See, that's Greg getting circumcised right now.
We had a ceremony at my parents' house. There was a cold snap and the heat conked. Tell it.
The heater conked out.
Mom.
So no matter how hard he tried, Mom. Mrs. Moyle couldn't coax Greggy's tiny little turtle from its shell.
You know what? Let's not talk about the tiny turtle, okay? Mom, control yourself.
I'm not sure that scene will be replicated in some Irish household this Christmas, but you never know. Joining me to talk about getting through this relationship minefield is Dr. Caroline West, sex educator and host of the Glow West podcast. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, a lot of people do get engaged. And, you know, given that people often move from their home place to the cities, they may not have had any kind of relationship or acquaintance with the family of their intended. So how difficult is it to, you know, to negotiate that first meeting?
Oh, it can be very anxiety provoking. But I suppose, yeah, the first thing, don't talk about circumcision. I think that that's a pretty good golden rule for the first time. Recognizing they might be anxious as well. So it's OK for you to be anxious, too. But yeah, definitely pick some interesting topics that are not circumcision straight off the bat anyway. But even those things like family photos, you know, they can be such a great way to bond with someone because you have something in front of you. You're talking about those kind of, you know, interesting cute kind of memories, and they can help you to get to know your partner as well at the same time, but also bond with them too. But yeah, it can be.
And then your intended tells you, look, my dad, he's really mad into sport. So you go along and you say, do you see the match at the weekend? What did you think of Messi? Oh, never watch that rubbish. I'm a GAA man. You know, so you start off on the wrong foot straight away.
Absolutely. So ask your partner for all those little tips, like what are they into? Is it football? Is it the GAA? I'd probably avoid politics straight off the bat. That might be a little bit confrontational sometimes with people that have lots of different politics. But you don't have to adapt to that. You don't have to become Messi's biggest fan overnight or anything. You can just say, oh, it's not my thing. But do you go down to the pub to watch it? Are you part of a team? Do you play yourself? All those things. So ask them about themselves. You don't have to become whatever they hope the perfect daughter-in-law or son-in-law happens to be. So just staying true to yourself is important. So turn the conversation over to them.
Now, you know what they say to fellas in a heterosexual relationship? They say, have a look at your prospective mother-in-law. That's what your wife is going to become. Now, I am blessed. Diane is an absolutely lovely woman and in the whole of her health at age 87. So I was blessed. Suppose you arrive at a house of your beloved and it turns out it's a bonkers household. It's a house full of eccentrics, mad people, people with whom you wouldn't ever have any agreement whatsoever on any topic under the sun. What then? Does that spell danger?
No, I don't think so. I think, I mean, you're marrying your partner, not their family as such, but you,
you're marrying the DNA. You are marrying the DNA. It's all there.
The DNA, yeah, but you know, it's a mix of the two of them. So, and you know, and life circumstances and stuff as well. So they've grown up, they've moved out of the home, they've become their own person. So, you know, it's not necessarily the case we have to morph into our parents, thank God. You know, lots of people are very, very different. So I think, you know, recognizing if they are the kind of family that you don't want to spend too much time with, well, then set some boundaries around it. You know, you don't have to spend every weekend there with them. You can see them once or twice a year, or, you know, whatever happens to be. So, you know, if they are a bit mad, a bit bonkers, as you said, maybe try and embrace that a little bit. Like, go out there and think, wow, you really like to paint your entire house like bright pink from top to bottom, or whatever it happens to be. And just enjoy it as a mad experience that you only have to tolerate a couple of times a year.
Yeah. Now, how much of an effort should you make? I mean, should you reveal yourself as you normally are, or, you know, is grooming important? Smarten yourself up for the encounter.
I think, well, ask your partner first. I mean, there's no point if you're turning up wearing a tuxedo or a black tie outfit and they're all really, really casual people. So ask them what the vibe is, what they usually kind of wear, and wear clothes that you feel comfortable in. Because if it's already going to be an anxiety provoking situation, you want to try and be as comfortable as possible. So if you're normally, you know, a tracksuit and runner kind of person and you're there in like 4-inch heels, you know, you mightn't be as comfortable as you usually are. So something that you feel yourself in a little bit. Maybe stay away from like political slogan t-shirts or something like that. That might, I suppose, maybe open some conversations you might not want to. But just, yeah, feeling like yourself. And you know, you don't have to reinvent yourself. You don't have to get a brand new haircut for it or anything like that. Just once you're comfortable in your skin and you represent yourself how you usually are.
Would you recommend that people meet the other half's family before an engagement? Because after the engagement, okay, you can always break off an engagement, but it becomes tricky. Would you be better off doing kind of face-to-face research before you pop the question?
Yeah, I think this is why I have issues with people who just out of the blue say, will you marry me? Because it's a conversation between each person. You know, it's not just a yes or no. It's, well, you know, do I like this person? Are our values aligned? Do we both understand what marriage actually is? Is their family too much of a big deal, or do they treat their family badly as well? So, there is a lot of dysfunctional families out there, you know, on many, many different ways. So it's about how your partner deals with that. Like, if you go out to them and everyone's really dysfunctional in whatever way that looks like, and your partner handles it with grace, that's a really good sign. But if you go out there and your partner, you know, kind of buys into it or is abusive even to their family or whatever it happens to be, and you're not comfortable with that, then that might be a little bit of a red flag to bear in mind. So I think like marriage isn't just this romantic, spontaneous, one question kind of thing. You know, it is a discussion about what does your life actually look like when you're married. So talking about what your family plays into that, I think that's really important. Yeah.
I mean, a standard piece of advice would be to, you know, heap praise on your intended on the basis of, oh yeah, she is a gorgeous person. I love everything about her. She's so talented. She's wonderful. And, you know, every mother and father would be delighted to hear the qualities of their child being extolled by their intended. That's if they get on with their child.
Yes.
If they don't, you're making matters worse.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you're kind of pointing the finger back at them, really, I suppose. So, yeah, you don't have to go down there and go, this person is the best person I've ever met in my entire life. And that's it. You know, you have to be realistic. The person is just a person. They're not going to be, you know, the second coming of Jesus or something like that. And I'm sure their family kind of know about it as well. So even bonding over maybe the silly things that they do or something and say, oh, did they ever leave their socks on the floor all the time when they were growing up as well? And then, you know, their mom might kind of chime in on that. So if you can kind of make a joke around it, it kind of eases that tension as well.
And then she says, do you not pick them up for him?
Oh, well, yeah.
There's a red flag.
I have some issues with that one there. Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, look at our parents' generation and our grandparents' generation. Like, they lived in a very, very different Ireland with very, very different gender roles and ideas about what marriage was and what you had to do in marriage and things like that. So, you know, it might not necessarily be that that's what they mean against you personally as you as an individual. It's just like that's the generation they kind of came from. So
should you arrive bearing gifts?
Yes, but not extravagant gifts. So like something like a bottle of wine kind of is nice. Don't go all out with like wine, flowers, chocolate, all of that kind of thing, because that comes across as a little bit too try hard. You don't need to do it. Just try and keep it as casual as possible. And even if they don't drink the wine, they can re-gift it on to somebody else. But it's just a small
token. You've got to check
token.
That they don't have a problem with alcohol.
Well, that's true as
Imagine
well.
Imagine arriving in with a bottle of gin for someone who has a fondness for it.
That's true. So check with your partner first, what they're into.
Now, most of these encounters actually go fine. I mean, everyone's a bit nervous. The parents are hoping that whatever their offspring brings home will be, you know, what they would wish for their offspring. But sometimes, absolutely. You know, there is not a meeting of minds and that's it. And the couple have to make their own decisions that they want to make their way in the world with or without the support of the parents' generation. But what about if you get a sense that maybe the parents' generation might want to get too involved in your life?
Yeah, that's a good one as well, because, yeah, lots of people can be very overbearing. So that's up to you, I suppose, to set some boundaries around that and kind of say, this is what we're doing. So, you know, if your mother-in-law wants to babysit every single night of the week, at first you think that might be really great, but that's actually quite a lot about power and control as well. So setting those boundaries and standing up for yourself, but also having your partner on your side. So it should be them having the conversation about, you know, we know you mean well, but this is a little bit too much, or, you know, they need to be the one that kind of stands up for you and fights your corner, because every good partner should be your own cheerleader, and that involves having those difficult conversations with parents as well.
All right. Well, the message I'm getting through loud and clear, Caroline, is that forewarned is forearmed. Be as well briefed as you possibly can be. Be prepared for anything, including the pink walls.
Yes, absolutely. Or for your potential daughter-in-law to be doing a PhD in porn, as my mother-in-law had to be prepared for. So yeah, you can get away with everything.
How did you explain that away?
That was an interesting conversation.
What are you studying, young Caroline? Tell me.
Porn. I kind of explained it gently, and that was a few eyebrows raised on that one.
And the father says, "Do you have any of your research with you?" Oh dear. Look, Caroline, thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Caroline West, sex educator and host of the Glow West podcast, with salutary warnings for those who've just got engaged and are about to lay out the family welcome to their intended.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Spring is in bloom, and so are casino thrills at BetMGM Casino. Play your favorite games like blackjack and roulette with a live dealer. Or check out our exclusive slots like MGM Grand Millions and The Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow, only available at BetMGM Casino. Spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortunes, Mystery of the Lamp, Rake and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. Whether you're taking a walk or waiting for your train to come, you can enjoy the thrills of BetMGM Casino right from the palm of your hand. Download the BetMGM Casino app today and get a piece of the action. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for full terms. Games may vary by state. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.